Chapter 5. Sad News for Jane. Time passed quietly in the Bennets' house. Then, one morning, Jane received an unexpected letter from Caroline Bingley. She opened it, and her face went pale. She and Elizabeth went upstairs to their room together. Jane gave Elizabeth the letter, and she read the shocking news.
"My dear Jane, Charles and I have decided to leave Netherfield Park and return to London with Mr. Darcy. When you receive this letter, we will already be gone. Charles has got some business in London, and we will remain there with him. We will not return for at least 6 months, or maybe not at all. We have got another reason for leaving. Mr. Darcy misses his sister Georgiana. He is her guardian because their parents are dead. She is beautiful, elegant, and talented in many ways. Charles has admired her for a long time. Now he will get a chance to see her frequently, and I hope that they'll marry one day and she'll be a sister to me. I will miss you, my dear Jane. We became good friends during my time in Netherfield Park. I wish you luck. You have got many friends, so I'm sure you won't miss us. Your friend, Caroline Bingley."
Jane sat on her bed and cried.
"I love Charles, and I thought he loved me," she said through her tears. "But Caroline makes it clear that Charles never loved me and doesn't want me to be his wife."
"I don't believe that. I saw how Charles looked at you and behaved with you. I believe without a doubt that he loves you," Elizabeth said angrily. "But Caroline doesn't want him to marry you. You're not rich enough in her opinion. Also, if her brother marries Darcy's sister, Caroline thinks she'll have a better chance to marry Darcy. That's what she wants. But you'll see. Charles will return to you. Caroline won't be able to change his mind about his love for you."
After Elizabeth spoke to her, Jane became less sad. She hoped that Elizabeth was right. The two sisters decided not to tell Mrs. Bennet the entire truth. They only told her that Caroline and Darcy wouldn't return. But they let her think that Charles would soon be in Netherfield Park again. Mrs. Bennet immediately began planning a dinner party for him, and she was busy with that for a while. A week passed, and Jane didn't hear anything from Charles. Then, another letter arrived from Caroline. In the letter, she wrote that they were all enjoying themselves in London. Now it was clear to both Jane and Elizabeth that Charles Bingley was not coming back.
"I'm very sad about Charles," Jane said to Elizabeth. "But I'll be strong, and I'll try to forget him. He's a wonderful man, and I don't feel angry with him. I also don't believe that Caroline can influence him against me."
"Jane, you're such a good person," Elizabeth said to her. "And you always think everyone else is good too. I admire that. But I don't always agree with you." During this time, the Bennet family often saw Mr. Wickham. Elizabeth enjoyed his company and liked to talk to him. By now, he had told the story of his relationship with Darcy to many people.
"We didn't like Darcy," the neighbours said, "but now we detest him."
Soon, the Bennets received a visit from Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner, an aunt and uncle who lived in London.
They heard that Jane was unhappy, and they invited her to come and stay with them.
The best thing for a broken heart is a change of scene, Mrs. Gardiner said to Jane.
I know that Charles Bingley is in London too, but we live in a different part of the city, and our friends are not the same. You won't have to see him.
Before Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner left with Jane, Mrs. Gardiner asked to speak to Elizabeth alone.
Elizabeth, I see that you spend a lot of time with Mr. Wickham, she said. I hope you won't have any illusions. I know his story. He's looking for a rich wife because he hasn't got any money of his own.
Don't worry, my dear aunt, Elizabeth said with a smile. I think Wickham is very nice, but I'm not in love with him, and I don't think he's in love with me. I don't want to marry him.
Jane left for London with her aunt and uncle. After some time, Elizabeth received this letter from her.
Dear Elizabeth, I wrote to Caroline when I arrived in London. I still thought that she was my friend. After 2 weeks, she finally came to see me, alone, without Charles. She was very cold and stayed only a few minutes. She said that Charles was very busy. He knows that I'm in London, but he chooses not to see me. She mentioned that he might never return to Netherfield Park. I now understand that you were right about her. She's not a good person. I will now try to forget Charles and Caroline and only think about the good things in my life. Your loving sister, Jane.
Elizabeth was sad to read this letter. Now Jane knows the truth, and she won't have any more illusions about Charles, she thought. She can continue with her life. I hope Charles will marry Miss Darcy. Wickham says she's not a pleasant or good person. I want Charles to suffer and be sorry that he left Jane. Then another letter arrived from Mrs. Gardiner, who was still worried that Elizabeth was involved with Wickham. Elizabeth answered the letter immediately.
Dear Aunt, please don't worry about me. Mr. Wickham is now paying attention to a rich young lady and not to me. I'm not suffering at all, and this proves that I was never in love with him. I'm making plans to visit my friend Charlotte, who is now married to Mr. Collins. Yours, Elizabeth.